Hey ladies, get ready and mark your calendars for an unforgettable experience July the 25th through the 27th of 2024. The Teachable Women Podcast is hosting a women's retreat. Join us at the luxurious Weston Oak Hotel in the Galleria of Houston, Texas. We'll be firing on all cylinders as we present Jesus as He is. Prepare to have fun, laugh, and exercise your faith as we embark on a journey of spiritual growth. Whether you're single, married, widowed, or hopeful, this retreat is for you. If you're ready to uncover the treasures in Jesus and cultivate a better relationship with Him, don't miss out. Visit teachablewoman.com for more details and secure your spot today. See you there.
Welcome back to the Teachable Woman Podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Owes, and
I'm Reverend Deanna P. Cherry.
And we are teachers of good things. Absolutely. We are back with our part number two of The Everyday Woman. And in part number one, Reverend Deanna P. Cherry shared with us that as women, we have a response mechanisms. And those response mechanisms can cause us to react in different ways. Sometimes it's crying. Sometimes it's walking away. Sometimes it's anger. But we also learned that the word of God is to shape us. And to shape that response mechanism within us so that we can respond in a way that God would be glorified. Yeah. And then we learned that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and marvelous are the works of God's hands. And Mrs. Cherry expounded on how God spent quiet time with us and how He shaped us beautifully.
Yes.
And then we actually learned from that we should remember when we wake up and go out in every day that we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
That we should remember that God loves us with a love that's unfailing.
Right.
And so that should give us joy. That's right. Yeah. That's right. He made no mistakes in how He made us. And speaking of making no mistakes, when we look at how the world flashes all of these images to us every day, where you have to have an extra large hind part and an extra, you know, large front part or whatever part you're working with, a tiny, tiny, tiny waistline. What, you know, there's so much that has been thrown before us that causes us not to remember. And then there are women who don't even know they were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right. Skillfully handcrafted by God. Doing
yes.
Quiet time that He had with us. No interference, no input, just skillfully and handcrafted, made by God.
Amen. And the world has told us that we need fillers, some things out, put some things in. And there are so many women who don't even know that they were handcrafted by God.
Right, right.
And that to be loved, you don't need to recraft.
Right.
The master builder has already crafted. You don't need to recraft.
Right. Don't need to redesign something that's perfect. You see, when God made man, that was the apex of His creation. And I used to teach the women, He went into the best of the best. And what He did, He took aside. And so I used to tell the women, God went in the best that He had created and made, and He took the best of the best out of the best. And with that, He made us. So we're the super best.
And then I remember you used to say, when He took the best out of the best, He made us. Whoa, man.
So yeah. Whoa. Right. Right. We are. Whoa. Because Adam, he loved that. Whoa, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think it's important for us to just remember and just to be reminded that we don't have to put unnecessary pressure on ourselves to be something, to look like something, to appear a certain way. that the beauty that is in us and that is us was handcrafted by God.
Right.
And when you meet the right person, they're able to see it.
Right. And we don't need so many artificial enhancements, you know. And when you get to be my age, it's so irrelevant, you know, so irrelevant. My gray hair is my gray hair. I earned every man of it. So I'm not going to endanger my brain by putting dye on my hair that's so close to my brain.
You know, right, right,
I can't do that.
I think that it's just good to know. We understand that there are times in life that, you know, that happen accidents.
Yes.
Things that injuries that cause us that warrant us to need extra.
Yeah.
But just to look a certain way it's just undue pressure on ourselves.
It is.
To try to do and to be and to appear like something other than the handcrafted person. And as we were just talking about it, it made me wonder, how does God feel?
I wonder that.
About the fact that we are trying to recraft what he already crafted.
And he made us perfectly. We're perfect in the making. Yes. You know, we don't act like perfect people, but he made no mistake. He did a perfect job when he made us. And
it's so true.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. And the fearfully and wonderfully made part says that we're distinct and that we're unique. So there's nobody else like us, shaped like us, looking exactly like us, because each of us are unique.
Right. That's why I used to have a fellowship for the children, and it was called None Like Us. And that none like us is not in our trying to be like the world, but in our being distinctively different from the world. And so I don't have to conform to worldly standards, worldly ideas, worldly designs, worldly clothes, because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by a holy and righteous God. And God didn't make a mistake when he made me.
That's a beautiful thing to know. And it's important that we teach it to our children,
yes,
particularly our daughters. I mean, I don't know, and I'm sure there are some statistics, but I don't think the Adams of this world, the men, are out there trying to enhance everything the way that maybe women are.
That's why God put the man into a deep sleep so that we can interfere with his design when he made us.
And in that deep sleep, he had to become comfortable with who he was.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that is also a heartfelt yearning that every woman, young, middle-aged, and older, would know and understand that God handcrafted you.
Yes.
And if we could be who he's created us to be in the human body that he crafted for us. And we're not judging. We're just saying that there can be a place of peace.
Yes.
There can be a place of wholeness, because we know that there's nothing wrong if I don't have a 38, 28, 38.
Right.
If I've got a 32 or even a 30.
Right.
And whatever it is, whatever I have, I was handcrafted by a holy God.
Right.
He's sufficient.
Right. And I don't think God minds us enhancing our looks a little bit. You know, I don't think he minds that, but to do massive alterations to that which was made perfectly, I just don't think it pleases God very much.
It can also be a health challenge as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always
a man-made health challenge.
Yes. I mean, I watch, there's a TV show that I watch sometimes about failed surgeries and botched surgeries. And I feel so sad for those women who didn't know who they were and spent thousands of dollars for naught. And they're worse off now than they were before they tried to change what God had wonderfully and fear of what made, you know, so it's not.
And some of them that show up, they're beautiful already. And I say to myself, what are we looking for now?
Right. I have a young man in my life, a relative young man, and he was telling me that he has a friend and she's had everything on earth done to her body and she still doesn't think that she looks good enough. And so we have to be careful because it can become an obsession.
You know?
Yeah. And we shouldn't, it's our responsibility as women of God, as senior women of God, to share with the women, not judge them, but share with them that they don't have to do all of that. You know, the most important thing is that you be pleasing and acceptable unto God, not unto some man who's only going to use you, misuse you, abuse you, and ditch you.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. You know, remember the teaching about the gold diggers?
Yeah.
You know, we've worked with women. We have a mine. We're a gold mine. And there are just too many miners out here looking to go into our mines, dig a little gold out there and leave us.
I understand exactly what you're saying. It's just our hope that women can come to not only the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, but understand what God went through to make you.
Yes. Yes.
To make us.
Yes.
And to appreciate the time that he spent to craft you.
Yes.
And all that he did to bring you into the earth, to cause your father to look at your mother, to cause what all that he did to bring you to who you are. And there's so many things that we can work on in our lives to bring us a greater level of peace and a greater level of productivity than those external things.
Yes.
Because external things are just that, and they don't last always.
No. And I don't care how many times you get them tucked and lifted and stretched, they're still going to tear back apart and they still We're not perfect beings, and God didn't create us to be perfect in looks, but in character, integrity,
yes,
and things that are important. Yes. That's much more important than how I look.
That is so true. I tell you, when you meet a person who is one with themselves, yes, you know you've met someone.
Yes.
When you meet someone who has an understanding of who they are, and there's no fear about who they are, you know that they are in a oneness with their creator.
Yes.
And you know you've met someone. You know, contrary wise, I've been introduced to people and felt like I never really met them yet. Because there's not that oneness with who they are. There's this level of discomfort and dissatisfaction. And one of the things that we've always learned through our teachings is that the flesh is never satisfied.
Never. Never. You can.
And sometimes we start off thinking it's going to be just one surgery or one tuck or one something, but the flesh can never be satisfied.
No. No. And maybe the men, and maybe there are no men that would think like this, but I feel sorry when I meet people who've done so much to themselves. And it's so obvious that it's man-made. It's not made by God. And anything that's man-made, you know, it's going to fade away. It's going to change. We are going to age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are going to age. I don't care how many tucks you get or how many lifts you get. We are still going to age.
And I pray that whoever is listening to this, that the enemy does not allow you to hear our conversation as condemnation.
Exactly.
But that the Spirit of God would help you to understand that this is out of love.
Right. And we're encouraging you.
We've walked into very dangerous situations with people who are not even really licensed. with people who just put up a sign outside, but we're trying to get the best price for what it is we say that we want, and we come back harmed. Rather, and to avoid all of that, we want you to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
We want you to know that you have a God that loves you, who is waiting on you to acknowledge him as your creator, as your savior, as the one who's going to provide for you, who's going to protect you, as the one who will promote you, who will position you, he's ready for you, and his arms are outstretched still, and he's waiting.
Yes, he is.
And he just wants you to know that there's nothing you can do that can cause him not to love you.
Yes, because he made us, and we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And reconcile that in your heart. You know, you might have a wrinkle. So do I. You know, you might have too much weight in one place. So does everybody. You know, I have never met a person who is absolutely satisfied with how they look, what they had. Just be at peace with who God made you to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not condemning, but we are encouraging you to be satisfied. Just be satisfied with who you are. God didn't
make
you. You're perfect in his eyes.
Amen. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Because if you were endowed with a hinder part, if those who have the hinder part don't want it, and those who don't have it go out to buy it, those who have a chest don't want it. They're trying to reduce it. Those who don't have it are trying to get it. It's like we are never satisfied with what our creator has done.
So I want you to be encouraged. You know, I want you to be encouraged. Yes. Respect yourself. Love yourself. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. You're perfectly made in his sight. And he loves you. And we love you. And because we love you, we share our hearts with you.
Amen. Amen. And we're hoping that, and we're trusting that this sharing today will save lives.
Amen.
Because we've also lost beautiful women
who
went to become another idea of what they thought was beautiful. And they're no longer with us. And so we're hoping to save you some time, some emotion, and some money.
Money.
Some money. Amen. And we hope that you can receive that out of a heart of love, because that is the only kind of heart that is sharing with you today.
Amen. Amen. If we didn't love you, we wouldn't care.
Our time is up again. All right. 30 seconds. 30 seconds to four. Go.
Okay. Just be the best that you can be. Do the best that you can do. Don't let other people judge you. Don't let other people persuade you to be other than who God made you to be. You are a woman made by God, made to be good, made to look good. And looking good doesn't mean that you have to alter your body or anything that God made for you on you.
Amen. Amen. My 30 seconds. God loves you.
Yes.
And I trust that what he moved upon our hearts to share with you today, because this was not in our notes. This was our podcast is unscripted. We have a topic that we're going to share, but I believe that God is actually saving lives today. Mm-hmm. I believe there are some women who will come to the conclusion, because God crafted them, that they don't have to recraft what has already been crafted by the master.
Yes.
Because he is the master, and he is the master creator, and he created you for good works. And the right man will see you for who you are.
Yes.
It's not going to be your body parts that causes him to know you. It's going to be who you are on the inside. And the work that God does with us always, it's an inside job.
Yes, it is.
Never now.
Yes, it is.
It's an inside job. And the inside job is the one that lasts. Okay, that's it for us on part two. We are coming back for part three. Stay with us. We have more to share. We love you. We love you. We love you.
God bless you.
And thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.